KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 46 degrees here in Atlantic. We do look for areas of fog this morning and drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies for the balance of the day with a chance of light rain this afternoon and a high of 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In the news, a judge in Cass County District Court Monday sentenced an Atlantic man to 4 years in prison following his guilty plea in August on three counts of OWI. The judge, however, suspended the sentence for 50-year-old Rex Dean McDermott and ordered him placed in a residential care facility, or RCF, until space is available at a treatment facility. McDermott has been in treatment for his addiction and, according to his lawyer, has been sober since his treatment program began. He'll remain under control of the RCF. He was also ordered to pay all fines, surcharges, and court costs, and complete a drunken driving school. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports the arrest last week of a Nebraska man. 29-year-old Nero Cervantes of Omaha, Nebraska, was arrested November 6th on a district court warrant for probation violation. Cervantes was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on a $5,000 bond. And Cass County deputies responded to a two-vehicle accident November 10th at around 3 p.m. The collision occurred near the intersection of 590th Street and Eastland Road. Officials say a 2009 International truck with a manure spreader, spreader box that is, mounted on the rear and driven by 51-year-old Mitchell Clean of Marnie, was eastbound on Eastland Road and left the stop sign. He didn't see an approaching 2000 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 18-year-old Cole Allen Bruns of Elkhorn, who was traveling north on 590th. Bruns' vehicle struck the right side dual tires. There were no injuries reported. Damage to Clean's vehicle was estimated at $1,000. The Bruns vehicle sustained about $10,000 damage. And Mitchell Clean was cited for failure to yield. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that the offices there will be closed on Friday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. only, and that is for training purposes. The Sheriff's Office will reopen at 1 o'clock and stay open until their normal time of 4:30. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning and Wednesday morning here in Atlantic. And during their session at 9 a.m. today, the board will canvass the results of the November 7th city elections. There were two ties for write-in votes in Cass County last week. In each case, the board will draw lots or simply pulling the name out of a hat. Their action will determine the third person elected to serve on the Cumberland City Council, and that'll be either Gary Cooper or Darren Hardesty. Both men had 23 votes last week. Michael Martin and Mike Hill were elected to fill the other two seats. And in Wyota, there are three seats on the city council. Jeff Lillard and Charles Bechtold won two seats last week. The third will either be Deanna Spry or Lamar Spees, who each received two votes during the election. Tomorrow is the board's normal weekly session that begins at 8:30, and the only thing of note on their agenda is an annual report and fiscal year 2019 funding request from the Cass County Library Association. A call to authorities about an armed robbery in Harlan early Monday morning resulted in the arrest of a man for making a false report. Harlan police say 45-year-old Richard Green of Harlan, an employee of the Settle Inn and Suites, was arrested for fourth-degree theft and false reporting. His bond was set at $1,000. Harlan police and Shelby County Sheriff's deputies were called to the business a little after 3 a.m. Monday, where an armed robbery was said to have occurred. Green told authorities he was robbed at gunpoint and that the robber had fled the area. Authorities set up a perimeter and deployed the Cass County canine. But during an interview, Green's story changed and he confessed to taking the money, which he put inside his coat. He also admitted making up the story about the armed robbery. Numerous 911 calls about a person driving on the wrong side of the road Sunday night in Red Oak led authorities to a disoriented elderly woman. Red Oak police say they were notified about 5:45 p.m. about the 2003 Ford Taurus driving on the wrong side of the road at North 8th and Elm Streets. The report said people were having to drive up onto the curb to avoid a collision. Police found the vehicle driving on the wrong side of the road near 8th and Coolbaugh Streets. They stopped the driver, 90-year-old Aline Ekternock of Red Oak, who did not remember driving on the wrong side of the road and mentioned she does not normally drive at night. Officers noticed damage on the left front side of her car and that her side view mirror had broken off. They drove the woman home, and dispatch later advised that 28-year-old Chad Hansling of Red Oak had reported a hit-and-run involving his 2006 Dodge Charger. Police asked Ekternock if she remembers hitting a vehicle, but she said she did not. She said she may have passed out for a minute, though. Hansling advised police that he was traveling north on North 8th Street and as he was passing Reed Street, he noticed a wrong-way car and pulled over as far as possible to avoid it. He even stopped, but the Taurus continued into his lane and struck his Dodge. Damage from the collision amounted to $1,800. The report showed that there were no citations issued. And Shelby County emergency management officials report the fire danger level in Shelby County will remain moderate this week, at least through Thursday morning when the next report comes out. Persons planning a controlled burn of brush fields or other field and ditch type material should notify their local fire chief before doing so. In the funeral announcements, Barbara Bain Walker, age 90, of Oakland, died Friday at her home. Visitation with the family of Barbara Walker will be today from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. Doreen Koob, age 93, of Brayton, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Doreen Koob will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Elizabeth Jensen, age 106, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Elizabeth Jensen will be held Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. And Ed Carl, age 57, of Greenfield, died Tuesday during a farming accident near Greenfield. Funeral services for Ed Carl will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.